Wherever Burke is during David Fanning's raid, Fanning rides up to the house with a group of Tory militia soldiers on horseback. Burke says he was with a Patriot militia Captain Reed, his aide, the governor's secretary, and a Continental sergeant. They must have been awakened by the gunfire because they take positions inside the house. Burke yells out that they would rather die than surrender. The leaders differ on details at this point. Burke claims they fought with swords and pistols and sustained for some time a close and hot fire until at length Captain Reed went through their fire and brought a gentleman in the uniform of a British officer. That was probably Fanning, who was given a British uniform that summer. Fanning mentions no fighting and says he took the risk of riding forward to speak with Burke. Regardless, he promises that Burke and his men will not be killed if they give up. After a while, Burke walks out and hands a sword to Fanning. To read a short biography of Burke, look in our menu under People, Biographies.